Turning now to Vatican News, Pope Benedict XVI today sent a message of greeting to the Knights of Columbus, who have gathered in Nashville, Tennessee, in the United States for their 125th Supreme Convention. The message was read out at the opening of the working session by Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who has travelled to the United States to attend the two-day meeting. Pope Benedict writes that for over 125 years, the Knights of Columbus have accepted the summons to discipleship. The Second Vatican Council, says the Pope, teaches that as sharers in the mission of Christ, the lay faithful have an active part to play in the life and activity of the Church. Director of Media Relations for the Knights of Columbus is Andrew Walther. He told us more about the order and its founder, the servant of God, Father Michael McGivney.
Father McGivney founded the Knights of Columbus to assist in the temporal and spiritual well-being of the marginalized people of his day. In the 1880s in Connecticut, as you know, amazing as this may seem, Catholics were not well thought of, were discriminated against in a variety of ways at times, and there was no social safety net for a woman whose husband died, for children whose father and or mother died. And so Father McGivney reached out in founding the Knights of Columbus in order to protect those families with support after a breadwinner died. And the Knights of Columbus have continued this all the way down throughout our history in the past 125 years, reaching out to those who are marginalized in some way or need special assistance in some way has always been something that we've done. In every way that we have taken a stand on something, we have put our money and our time where our mouth is. We, for example, last year donated more than $143 million to charity and more than 68 million man-hours to charitable causes. And family is the key. Father McGivney founded the Knights to protect families. And whether we are protecting one member or another member of the family, whether we're helping one member or another member of a family,